This is KQEN Local Talk at 4. Each weekday, News Radio 1240 KQEN brings you local information at 4 o'clock. Now, Your Q, presented by Premier Insurance Group. Here is Shannon Sebastian with Your Q on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Your Q, where we are celebrating, uplifting, and educating the community on the great things happening in and around Douglas County. Today is my partner in crime is with me, Alan Painter.
How's everybody doing out there in Douglas County?
I think they're enjoying the sunshine, I'm guessing.
I told you, last time I was on, I talked about fake spring and you laughed at me.
I know, but that's because it still doesn't seem fake.
That's awesome. What were they saying?
Knock on wood.
67 degrees on Saturday?
Oh,
get your golf clubs out, people.
Get your golf on. And this weekend, big happenings at the Sportsman Show, too.
Love the
so they can
show.
Pick what day they want to go to that and then do some golfing the other day.
You know, love taking my nephews out there to go try to catch those fish in the pond. Those little things just drive me insane.
And right climb there, the mountain. They get to climb the mountain or the wall climb. It's all cool stuff.
Yeah, I get to see all the animals that we never see in the woods because they're too big and I'm probably too lousy of a hunter.
Well, last week we did have Kelly Fornery on for the Oregon Hunters Association. He talked about, you know, things outdoors and sportsman's show, and we talked about different things like that. And so we're going to have a booth out there. I'm going to be helping my hubby out, who is involved with Oregon Hunters Association. So everybody come by and see me. I'm kind of there quite a bit of the day on Saturday, and I'm not there on Sunday. And then two doors down from our booth in the main building is Carlos with Umpqua Survival. So just kill two birds in one stone and come down that aisle and say hi to both of us at the same time.
The whole family's going to be out there.
Or just, hey, the gang's all here.
And then the radio's going to be out there doing a live remote.
And the guys are going to be out there, Kyle tomorrow and Groobs and maybe Rob on Saturday. So anyway, it'll be fun.
I look forward to it.
Lots of familiar faces.
Always a blast.
But that makes me think of something.
Uh-oh.
I know. Makes you nervous when I
think. When you think, I get
in trouble. So. You get nervous, that's for sure. I see the beads of sweat. One of the things that we brought up on one of the shows is that we have an awesome homeowners policy for all the outdoorsmen and sportsmen out there or gun enthusiasts. Yep. So tell me a little bit about that because you're the expert on the property and casualty.
I'm really excited about this. I've been in the insurance business for more than 35 years, and I've never seen a product like this. Best homeowners I've ever seen. And I know that the insurance nerd getting excited about an insurance policy, you know. But what's really
cool.
Exceptional about this is every policy I've ever seen has a limit to gun coverage. And that's why this is kind of apropos for the Sportsman Show. And so we have a policy that has no limit on guns. Kind of scary, but, you know, most policies, and this is important for everybody to know, most policies have about $2,500 limit on guns. So if someone breaks in your house and steals your gun collection, you're only looking at getting $2,500 or $5,000 at the most. And to have a policy that provides, 100% coverage, you don't have to worry about, do I have them listed or do I have to call my insurance agent because they're covered. The other thing that I find that, that's really exceptional in this policy, every policy out there I've ever seen has an exclusion for attended acts. Well, we kind of think, if you punch someone in the nose, there shouldn't be coverage. But what if you're defending your family? You know, and we're seeing it on the news more and more about somebody that's been involved in a self-defense shooting. Well, they may not be charged criminally, but by the time the lawsuits, they get sued for this injuring someone, rightfully so, it bankrupts them. You know, it's amazing. This policy also provides coverage in the case you're sued, acting as self-defense, defending your property, your family, or someone else. So it really is a fantastic policy. I mean, and so I thought it was kind of appropriate we talk about that. If you don't call us to take advantage of this policy, talk to your insurance agent about this. Make sure that those firearms that are important to you are scheduled because, that gun you may have bought 10 years ago, it could be worth a lot more today. So make sure you update that. and make sure those things are covered properly.
It's just one of those maintenance or cleaning house type of things that you should do every so often is, you know, update that and know what you have and know that you're protected to that level, because you can't just pick or choose which guns you care about because you don't know which ones are going to potentially be taken.
Exactly. And that's the beauty of this policy. You don't ever have to worry about it. So, you know, I encourage it. You know, you would like some more information, reach out, give us a call at the office at 541-672-9414 or email us. Reach out website if you'd like some more information. And, you know, even if you just have general insurance questions, we're here to serve our community. So whether you're a customer or Premier or not, feel free to call us. We love helping people. So please call us if we can help with anything.
And I always think that it's neat, you know, getting to hear some of the conversations as, you know, the gals out front, Cheryl and Brett or Shelly in her office, whatever, or helping somebody answer some of this. We all learn by also people calling in and asking unique questions or different questions. It helps all of us learn. And so I like to know, even though I'm the health nerd in the office, it's like I still like to learn that stuff. And I actually am an owner of the policy that you're talking about and purposely did not switch to something else that we have in-house for that specific reason. So cheaper isn't better, and you get what you pay for, and I gladly kept what we have, and I love it.
Absolutely. And in all honesty, that's actually where I just moved my personal policy, because that gun coverage was a concern. And, you know, did I have my gun scheduled, make sure that the right ones? Now I don't have to worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the self-defense aspect, God forbid that that ever happens. But, you know, for example, right now, to go out and get that coverage yourself to protect yourself in the event of a lawsuit, it's about $800-$900 a year. And so just to have that included in your coverage could save your family in the event of a suit. For protecting your family, as ludicrous mm-hmm. as that. Even if you win the lawsuit, it could end up costing you excess of $100,000 to defend it. So, you know,
you can't afford to defend it like most people. And,
yes.
You know, then you're in a pickle. You know, you have enough that you can't qualify for help, but you don't. So it's just
absolutely
so much peace of mind with that policy. Yeah. And that's why it's like, nope, not changing.
Well, absolutely. You know, it's a sad commentary when even doing the right thing, you could be ruined financially.
Mm-hmm.
And to be able to have that peace of mind that, you know, so somebody's got your back. And you don't have to walk through that troubled time like that alone. You know, it gives a lot of peace of mind for your family.
Absolutely. Well, we thought that, I think that's important, and it seems like totally easy talking about Sportsman Show, all those hunters, all those gun enthusiasts, everybody out there who, even if you're just a collector and you don't shoot your firearms, it's like that they're valuable, very, very valuable, those collecting ones. And so it's like protect your investment and protect your family at the same time.
Yeah. And, you know, those who regularly tune in the show, we're not big salespeople about insurance on the radio, but we think this is important enough mm-hmm. to protect your family. We want to mention that, especially in the time of the Sportsman Show seemed like a good time.
Yeah, it does.
You know, especially if you go out there and go through one of the booths and find that new 12-gauge shotgun you've been hunting for, you know, you could buy that and never worry about having to schedule it on your policy. No, you have coverage for it no matter what you get. So go out there, Sportsman Show, and buy some cool new toys and give us a call next week.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
And like I said, it's my own personal coverage, so I guess I am biased, but I mean, I've been offered multiple things. You guys are always so good about shopping around for the best deal for the dollar and the best coverage with reputable, you know, highly reputable companies. And so, you know, I always feel so taken care of, but you know, I was in that influx. Do I save the dollars and do it a different way or do which was more important to me? And honestly, that coverage was more important to me.
Yeah, so. Sometimes you step over a dollar to pick up a dime, mm-hmm. and you know, it's even if it's higher, and the reality is in a lot of situations it's not.
Right.
You know, especially when you consider how much does it cost me to insure $4,000 or $5,000 with guns. Well, that's $400 or $500 right there. Mm-hmm. You don't have to pay for it.
Right.
So, no, it's a bonus. It's really a great program, and I encourage everybody to give us a call.
Yeah, what's that number again, since I always forget?
Yeah, I'm glad you didn't say Google it like you normally do. It's 541-672-9414.
Okay, and now I'm going to change boats for just a second because I've been closing the shows with Jack's updates. But while we have a minute here, let's talk about our loved boy at the office. You want to give us an update?
Yeah, and for those of you who don't know, Jax is our German Shepherd who comes to work with us every day and hangs out at the office and gives a lot of love to our customers and a lot of people who just drop by to see Jax.
That's well, a true statement.
He's been popular. You know, growing up with my kids, I was always Brooke's dad, Kara's dad. But mm-hmm. now when I walk with Jax around, you're Jax's dad. So, sorry, kids, you've been replaced with a dog, but, you know, sorry. But unfortunately, Jax's been having a challenging time recently. Mm-hmm. He's got an infection in his leg, and Doc Hendy over Parkway Animal has just absolutely been a blessing. He's been working, and we're starting to see a ray of hope. He's still walking on three legs, but he's getting better. So mm-hmm. I want to thank everybody out there for their prayers. I know we're getting a lot of prayers for Jax, and we appreciate that, and it's paying off. The good Lord's listening, and he's getting better.
Yes, slowly but surely. Too slowly for our liking, but we're starting to see it where there's hope.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, I never thought I'd be one of those pet owners. It's like... But, you know, he has become one of our kids.
Oh, yeah. I was ready to get all up in it. I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
So. Fix our guy. we love him to pieces, and it's so sad to have him not be at his fullest potential right now. So.
Well, especially when you're looking, he's ready to go chase the ball and everything. And, you know, he's ready to go, and it's like trying to hold him back, mm-hmm. you know, so... Yeah, but he's getting better, so we appreciate everybody praying for him.
Yeah. Keep it up, though.
Yes, please.
Please, please. One thing I wanted to mention, too, that recently happened this week that, you know, we talk about prayers and things at the end of the show, but segueing into that, since we talked about it with Jax, is one of my brother's best friends just lost his mom 2 days ago, unfortunately, due to a heart attack in February's Heart Health Month and awareness. And so... For all those reasons, it's like, go see your doctors, take care of yourself, get your heart health in line. I'm trying to do that right now.
Yep.
So I think it's important. And so just prayers for everybody out there struggling and for this particular family. You know who you are, and we love you to pieces. So hang in there. And
it's a good, great shout out, you know, and ladies. And you're susceptible too, so please, you know, don't think this is just a man thing. Ladies, please get checked out and look at, you know, go on the internet, look at the symptoms, because ladies, it's a little different for you than it is for men. So just because it's, you know, for you hear, you know, up the arm and up your face, women sometimes have different symptoms, so please go out, check that out, and have your doctor check that out.
Yeah, absolutely. February, Heart Awareness Month. Get checked out. And we also wanted to give that update on Jack. So we're kind of doing things a little different today. People are getting a little different taste of how we're doing things today. So we're all over the place.
Absolutely. I think one of the most important things is, men, don't forget, Valentine's is coming. What is that, Shannon?
February 14th, Monday.
Monday, the worst day in the world for Valentine's. Because it always jumps up and bites you. So, gentlemen, get out there. Don't forget. Please, somebody remind me, because I will forget. And make sure your sweetheart's covered, or you will pay for it.
Yeah. Dearly. Possibly.
Absolutely.
Possibly. So, one of the other things that I want to talk about is our office. I always talk about how we're fun and wild and have a good time. It is Olympics time, and it is Olympics time at Premier Insurance. So,
America.
And with this good weather, Alan has his window open because he's enjoying that good fresh air. And I happened to be walking down the street on the other side and heard, USA, go America. because the Olympics are on, but that's what people are hearing for our office. So as much as I talk about our patriotism, right now, anybody walking by Premier is going to know we're about it.
You never thought that curling could be such a wonderful sport. You know, I don't care if they're red, white, and blue. I don't care if it's basket weaving. We're gonna stand up and we're gonna celebrate our athletes. So go America.
Go USA.
If you want to come by and watch some Olympics with us, doors open.
We have it on multiple monitors.
Yep.
Come on by.
And we are doing some work in between events on commercials, so we're getting that done too. But
bring your policy in. We'll check your coverage for your guns.
Absolutely.
And watch some curling. Nathan Chen last night. That was super, super exciting.
That was
won
cool.
The gold medal.
Yep.
To Elton John. Kind of fun. Rocket Man. It was, and he boogied at the end. It was really fun.
Yeah, and Shaun White made it to the finals in snowboarding.
That's awesome.
See, old guys rule.
Well, Nathan Chen's not older, but Shaun White is older. You know, it's kind of funny that he, what the flying tomato back in the day when he started, and it's like now with his short hair, he looks so different, very distinguished.
He's getting old.
Okay, well, if 35's old, then we're in trouble.
We're 1 foot in the grave.
But we're in trouble. Hey, we're
I don't
in
care.
Trouble.
You would never find me on a snowboard anyway.
Not me either. No. Not at all. Not happening. Well, we're going to have Milo Anderson.
A local icon.
Danielle, his daughter from Oregon Tool and Supply on here very soon. And so we're going to start our local business buzz a little early today because, you know, Milo can talk.
We got some buzzing.
And we got some local buzz, and we know Milo is chatty and fun, and so we're like, okay, there's no way we're going to fit that into 15 minutes.
I certainly don't want to try to shove him into, you know, let it rip.
We're going
to
do it.
Always a joy to hear Milo talk.
Yes, so excited for that. And hang on here, and...
More.
There's more happening, because I get this little note that says, keep going.
Oh,
so that's why you're getting this extra couple minutes here of time before we normally take our break. But we'll take a break here.
You've
shortly.
Never had a problem not talking, so I'm sure we can fill up. Well, you know, and actually, if you got a couple minutes, I hate to go all insurance today, but I've got another.
Oh, you're on a roll.
Well, I got another issue that's kind of been a growing problem lately in our community and throughout the country.
I'm intrigued. Do share.
It's identity theft.
Oh, gravy.
And I just encourage everybody to go out and get the coverage, because we have these little metal boxes where our mail's dropped at the end of our driveway. And so many of the thieves are going through following the mailman.
It's horrible.
And stealing your information and selling that on something, the dark web, wherever that is, whatever that is.
It's horrible.
So, you know, if you don't have an ID theft protection, talk to your insurance agent. Sometimes they can offer minimal coverage on your homeowners.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, with anything that could happen in an insurance claim, you know, you have a fire, mm-hmm. you have a theft, you know, I know what to do. I can help you through that. If you have your identity stolen, I'm at a loss. So a lot of times identity theft protection will give you a professional, someone that knows what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And it, you know, we think of that as a big money or big city problem, and it's way more rampant in rural communities like ours. And we're seeing a huge uptick in it. So please do something about that. You know, talk to somebody and of course, turn off your cell phone.
Hey, we're live, and we don't, you know, hide behind that.
Well, so I didn't answer it.
Yeah. Hey, it happens. Happens to the best of us. But that's true. Identity theft is horrible.
And, it is horrible.
I'm on the Melrose Neighborhood Watch, Facebook group or whatever, and it's on all the time on there about our mail was stolen, this whole road was stolen, here's this suspicious car. And, you know, we live out in the country, and so it's like, that's a lot of work to go from, you know, every quarter mile or a mile to get a mailbox. So they're actually just driving around middle of the night doing this nonsense.
Well, it's the one crime that never goes away. Somebody has your name, your Social Security number.
Right.
When's it going to pop up? I was recently made aware that somebody in Portland is using my name and Social Security number to get a job. So
maybe it's the same one that was on the Rush Limbaugh show.
Ruh-roh.
Yeah, that'd be bad.
So hopefully we'll, you know, this individual only pays into my Social Security and doesn't file to take it. So, but you never know when something like that can happen. And so to be able to have that peace of mind of somebody that will guide you through the whole process and let you know, hey, notify your credit card companies, let us help that. We'll monitor your credit report. And so you're not so alone on that, because it's getting to be a huge, huge problem. So talk to your insurance agent, make sure that's taken care of. And you know, it's another one of those things as to sleep better at night. So pray that you'll take care of that. And again, if you have any questions about that, feel free to give us a call at the office at 541-672-9414. So looks like we have some guests coming into the end of the show.
We do.
Now comes the fun time.
Oh, yeah. We're going to liven up the party now. We're going to liven up the party.
Yeah.
So Milo Anderson and the girls, Danielle and Andy, are here. Hi, Rob. And apparently, we're just going to keep going live. So you're just going to get a whole show alive, and we'll catch up with some commercials. What are you telling me, Rob? And so we're going to hear and talk about Oregon Tool and Supply on our local business buzz. So welcome, you three.
Hi.
Well, thank you, Shannon.
Thank you.
This is Milo Anderson coming to you live from the studio here, right around the corner from Oregon Tool and Supply, with daughter Danielle and daughter Andrea. You know him from the commercials when they were very little.
Tiny babies.
Danny did yes. a commercial when she was 5 weeks old in my hand for the TV commercial, and then it just took off from there. There's a whole lot of things that they've done over the years. Danny has put a lot of the old Relic commercials on the Facebook page for Oregon Tool and Supply. And people look at them and say, my gosh, that was funny. Or maybe that was stupid. It doesn't really matter.
It was all fun, though.
So it is all fun.
So, Milo, how many years has it been that you've been in business around here?
Well, it's going to be, I'm going to say tomorrow it's going to be 40 years. Okay, next year is going to be 40 years, but the time is going by so fast, you might as well just say tomorrow.
Yeah.
So we're in year number 39 right now since I started in 1983. Mom loaned me $5,000, and I rented a little building in Winston that was 12 feet wide, 24 feet long, and put ads in the paper, and people came. Next thing you know, I ended up moving in. After 9 months, it got too big and out of control, so I had to move into Roseburg and have a little bit of a bigger building. Went to 1,100 square feet after that, and then I was really living. I was uptown then. And then went to the next one, which was 4,000 square feet. And then we've been in the building right now at the corner of Stevenson Douglas, which was the old canned food warehouse. We've been in there for 30 and a half years. And oh my gosh, time is flying. 16,000 square feet. We're there for the long run now.
Well, we can actually take a break for a second. So we're going to do that. And then we'll be right back with Milo and the gals from Oregon Tool and Supply and hear more about it on the Local Business Buzz. Be back with your cue in just a moment.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back to your Q, and we have Milo Anderson from Oregon Tool and Supply.
Hello, Shannon. Do you have any idea how long I've known you?
I'm not answering that.
I know you're not answering, but I've known you about 43 years, so I don't know how old you are, but I'm just telling you that I've known you for a long time, Shannon. Okay, did I say that out loud?
I'm not answering that. I'll just say I'm not Medicare age yet, and I'm going to leave it at that.
Well, I am.
I was going to say he is.
I am.
Well, Shannon, you've been told you're 38. How does that work? Is that new math?
I It could be because he's 40 years at the job, so he could just have that in his mind. I
39 years at the job, but that's pretty close anyway.
It's been a long, long, long time, and you have always been a positive, wonderful person in my life, and I just love what you do, and I love that you and your family have been blessed by this business that you started. And so I want you to share more about that family aspect of it, and that you have your two beautiful daughters who are there learning the tricks of the trade.
And they'll tell you a little bit about something from learning from good old dad. Danny, Andy, take over.
Well, you know, what can you say about learning from your own dad?
Great. It sure is great.
No.
Or a funny story. I mean, is there some?
He's actually really great to go to. Some people might be a little intimidated, but he's not. He's always there to educate people, and it doesn't matter that he's told me 3 times how to do one specific thing that I just cannot get down.
I already told you that.
Yeah, he will. He's there to limp on over there and tell me again. So
he does. He's great at advice. He's always there to help, and I honestly love working with my dad. I'll be sad the day he stops coming around.
He'll never stop coming.
He won't stop.
I know. Right. We'll always.
You guys are going to have to widen the aisle so I can get one of those little rascal scooters down there, because my knees are not going to hold out for very much longer. So it's okay.
I've already got the new floor plan going on, so we're good.
Okay, good. And okay, I think Danny wants to touch a little bit about the community-based involvement with Oregon Tool and Supply over the last quite a few decades.
Yes.
Well, before you do that, that's one thing I want to, as a fellow business owner, seeing what Oregon Tool does in our community, and for me to see the next generation take mm-hmm. that over and know they still, that heart of serving continues, that's such a relief. And so anyway, and we appreciate everything you've done, and share a little more about that.
We love being a part of this great community. When things go wrong in the community, if somebody steals from our store, all of the community members are out here trying to help us, telling us who these people are, giving us suggestions on how to make things better in the store as far as security wise. We love our community a lot, and that's why we do everything that we can to support our community, support our t-ball players, support the soccer teams and the schools, and get the schools everything that they need, and get the stuff out for the community members. Be there for them.
The rodeo, the racetrack. There's a lot of R words that are all community involvement that you'll see Oregon Tool and Supply on, because I'm just happy to help the upcoming racers. I'm happy to help the, the Mad Dog Bull Riding Series that Jason has been putting on for 15, 16 years. I was there from day one, helped sponsoring him. And it's great seeing the young upcoming bull riders. That's never, ever going to be me. Never was. I never had a thought about doing that, but I'm sure somebody does. That's why it's happening.
This guy.
I see you riding around with something with horns.
Well, right? that's a motorcycle. That's a different story. I'm in control there. Well, for a while anyway.
Yeah. Well, it is so refreshing to see a business like yours step up. We see a lot of our locally owned businesses have gone to the wayside. It creates a lot more pressure on those remaining. And I know you've just touched on a few items, and I'm sure it's a list of things you guys have done can't even remember. But you've been a blessing for our community, and we really appreciate everything you've done. You make Roseburg a better place to live.
Well, thank you.
Well, thanks, Alan. I love getting up every morning. I love walking in the door, because I don't come to work. I come to play. I come to enjoy. I come to make people's lives better and to the best of my ability. And even if I don't sell something to anybody, I'm not there to do that. I'm there to help them come up with ideas on how to get something done. And when they leave, they go, wow, he told me that I could use, I've already got a table saw and I can use it that way, and that I didn't even think about. And wow, that's a pretty cool thing. Okay, I'll come back.
Yep.
So it works pretty good that way.
Well, girls, I know, I followed my dad into the insurance business, and I know sometimes that was a tough shadow. So how do you walk in those steps? I mean, is that intimidating?
It is, in the sense that it is and it isn't, because my sister and I grew up in the store. And so
literally.
Yeah. Running around changing the nuts and bolts how I saw fit, not how he saw fit. And so growing up in the store, we had an advantage of knowing what everything was. But people, just because we're Milo's daughter, doesn't mean we might know anything. And so we still have a lot of people who come in who don't want to listen to me or don't want to listen to Andy. And that's one thing that my dad is really good about, going out there and just saying, hey, you can listen. She knows what she's talking about. And if she doesn't, she'll ask. So you're okay to talk to her. And that's the part that's kind of hard for her and I.
Yeah.
But other than that, it's he's great. He's really caring about everything and how he talks to you. And
well, I can certainly attest that the last time in the store, and yes, it was a habit. It's not sexism. I walked in the store. Where's Milo? Well, he wasn't at work that day. And I've got to say, these girls, they do know 10 times as much as I do. So, you know, they have been paying attention what Daddy's been teaching for the last 40 years. So, you know, they're very impressive.
And what's been fun is watching people come in, and Danny and Andy, if they're at the front counter, they'll look at them and say, can I help you? Can I help you find something? No, I'll just go talk to a guy over there. And they talk to a guy, and then the guy comes back and said, hey, Danny, where do you find this? And the customer goes, wait, she knows? Yeah, she does. Why don't you give her a chance? So it's worth it. It's worth trying. Because girl power at Oregon Tool and Supply, my wife, Joni, is a woman power, too. My wife, Joni, is a part of the business, too. We're all partners, and we're all in this together. So it's me with three females. So I couldn't script my life any better. I think it ended up being great, and I love what I'm doing. I love how I'm doing it, and I'm very, very proud of the two daughters doing what they're doing, too, and they actually want to be there. I'm not twisting their arm. They want to be there every day to help people out.
Well, you know, having three daughters myself and a wife, you know, I'm sure that you learned yes, ma'am, real quick.
Yeah. No, yes, dear. Yes, it's always dear. Yes, dear. Did you put the dishes away? Yes, dear.
Absolutely.
Well, I think that, you know, with you guys moving forward and, you know, the girls taking a bigger role and stepping up and, you know, I just love to see generations passing on, and you have children, and maybe they'll be the next generation. And so this is just something that I don't even know if you saw that this is your vision down the road, Milo, when you started it. But it has to be so cool to sit back and look at, like, you know, this is what I've created, and it's going to take care of generations down the road. And that's kudos to you.
It's just been, well, thank you, Shannon. I appreciate that. It's just been happening. Like, when I first started, I had no idea what I was going to do. I had no idea how long of a run this was going to be. I had a partner. That was a mistake. It was sort of like a bad marriage. You get divorced, and then you move on. And so a year and a half later, I got in, started doing it my own way. And there's been a lot of bumps along the road. And one shipment I got in, I realized that, I got a packet slip in. Oh, it's already priced. So I priced everything off of the packet slip, added like 35%. And next thing you know, I sold about 3/4 of it right away. I said, that's pretty good. Then I got the invoice. Wait a minute. I bought this for $12 and I sold it for $4? That's something's wrong here. I was pricing it off of weight. The packet slip said it weighed 3.2 pounds and I thought it was $3.20. So I've learned a lot. I've learned a lot over the years, and I'm trying to show my daughters how not to make those mistakes that I've done.
The sales aren't nearly as good as that anymore.
Well, it's time, since we've been a little off today, to take another break. So we'll be back with your cue here on News Radio 1240 KQEN in just a moment.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
All right. Welcome back, everybody, to your Q and our Local Business Buzz segment, where we talk about wonderful family-owned and operated businesses here in Douglas County. And we've got Milo Anderson and Danielle and Andy. I'm going to call you Andy. From Oregon Tool and Supply.
Well, you know, back to the store, you know, one thing that really amazed me, unfortunately there's misconception that big box stores offer more, better. And one thing that really is amazing, if you walk into Oregon Tool Supply, I mean, you look at the building, it looks big on the outside, but when you walk in, it looks monstrous. I mean, I can't imagine that you could ever need anything that isn't in that store. And absolutely, but it seemed like 2 to 3 times bigger than any box store. So I don't have to make special trips. So it's really awesome to be able to do business at a local.
And we have it in stock. Not everyone can say that. There's something about being able to touch it, feel it. We can do that. We have it all. And not everyone does.
Well, especially now through this, we're having the shortages due to COVID and all these other things. It's like, are you guys able to keep your store's shelves stocked?
I mean, for the most part, and we're proud to say that we can get everything. I mean, yeah, of course, there's some things that we can't, but for the most part, we can.
Yeah, some things may take a little longer to get here, but a lot of times people walk into our store and they say, wow, you guys aren't having a problem with inventory. But we also try to have really high-quality stuff. We try to have American-made stuff. That's really important to us.
America.
It's American-made, high-quality product that we can offer to not just our contractors in town, but our homeowners, because that's their hard-earned money that they're spending on stuff. And we don't want them to waste their money on something that is going to break after their first use or their second use. We want to give them this tool that's going to last them for years because they worked hard for that money, and so they deserve quality products like that.
Well, I learned real early in my adult life, I went to a big box store that sold cheap stuff, and I thought, what a great deal. I got this, I think it was a grinder, and it literally lasted one time. Yeah. So if you price out how much that grinder is going to cost, it would cost me thousands and thousands of dollars if I have to buy that tool every time it breaks. Yeah. And I can only say, the stuff I get from Oregon Tool, I don't think even my stupidity, I can break it.
You don't have to say it that way, Alan.
That's well, a good guarantee.
Well, you know, when you use screwdrivers as a chisel, these things are good.
We don't recommend doing that.
That was a disclaimer.
As far as inventory is concerned, 2 days ago, we got a phone call from a guy that wanted to get four gas-powered compressors. We've got a Honda gas-powered electric start 30-gallon service truck compressor that we sell quite a few of. And he said, how long would it take you to get four? I said, how long would it take you to get here? What do you mean? I said, we have four in stock right now. You do? I'll be there at 12:30. He showed up. We loaded four. Today, I get a phone call from Wildish Building Company up in Eugene. They just ordered three more. So I'm waiting to get the answer back about how soon I can get some more compressors. So things happen. They just keep on rolling, sort of like a snowball. And with good quality and with things that when people buy stuff from us, they know that, number one, we have good quality to start with. And if there's an issue, service center. We are a factory authorized service center for over 40 different companies. In other words, if there's something that happens with a Makita tool, for instance, even if you didn't buy it from us, and if it's something happens, a warranty situation, Makita pays us to do warranty. And one thing about Makita with schools is schools end up buying a lot of Makita from us because Makita, for at least the last 15 years, has had a free labor warranty situation for schools. If something's 15 years old and it breaks, they need new bearing, we charge the school for the bearing only, we fill out a warranty claim report for their labor, send it in to Makita, they pay us for the labor. So that's letting the school's budgets go even farther with being able to take care of stuff that we can do in-house. And with this three guys full-time in the service department, it just makes sense that if you buy something, you don't have to worry about calling a 1-800 number for, hello, anybody home? Plus one for English, press it. Anyway, Oregon Tool and Supply, we answer the phone. We're here. We can take care of you the majority of the time with stuff for the warranty situation and be rest assured. You buy something, if there's an issue, we're here to take care of you.
Well, and on that note, the one thing, I mean, if you want to test this, walk into one of these big box stores and ask the person working in the aisle how to operate it. Mm-hmm. Now, when you go to Oregon Tool, not only do you get a quality tool, they'll actually show you how to operate it. So you end up, you know, making sure the project go well and you don't hurt yourself.
And you got all five fingers on each hand or four fingers and a thumb when you're done.
Yes.
Which
is important to my wife because she says if it's going to happen, it's going to happen to me. So I know you guys have saved a lot of my fingers over the years.
Yeah, we don't want to send somebody out the door who has no idea what they're doing with their new tool. We will open it, plug it in, put air to it, whatever we need to do so that they are comfortable walking out the door to use that with confidence. We don't want anybody to get hurt. At all.
Yeah, and again, these young ladies are experts. Yes, Milo, we're ready to put them on the shelf because we've got somebody to replace them. But
I am not ready for that.
I am not an elf on the shelf.
Yeah. So the next generation's ready to rock and roll.
Image. Oh my goodness, I can't believe this. You guys are so much fun, and it's already that time. We feel like we just took a break, but we're catching up for lost time.
No, it's not. I'm staying here for another half hour. I got a lot more stories to tell you.
Let's do it. We'll be right back. This is your cue and the local business buzz, sponsored by Premier Insurance and Umpqua Survival. Back
and
in
Oregon
a moment.
Tool and Supply.
Oh, now an Oregon Tool and Supply. Back in a moment.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. This is the Local Business Buzz, and we have the crew from Oregon Tool here today.
The zoo.
Oh, gosh, we're having too much fun in here. So one of the things we haven't talked about, your other store. So we're going to toss that over to Andy here.
Hi. Tell so when I was 7 years old, we opened the store in Coos Bay. It's open 6 days a week from 8 to 5. And right, Danny?
Yep, and their phone number is 541-266-9115. We service a lot of contractors over there, too. We support their schools as well. We really appreciate being part of a community that's very much a part of Buy Local. And it's great to not only be in this community, but their community as well.
In Coos Bay, in 1999, I got a phone call from a contractor who was building a bank on Highway 101 South. And he called me and said, Milo, Western Auto Building across the street from where I'm building this bank, just put a sign up saying for lease with a phone number. You want this phone number, Milo. Jeff, I'll call you in a while. Here, Milo said for me. So anyway,
he said,
this phone number. So I called the landlady, went over and met with her, and then ended up signing 2 5-year leases back to back. Well, that was in 1999. That was 23 years ago, and we're still helping out people in Coos Bay, and it's been working out extremely well. And the store in Roseburg, 30 plus years in the building right now, 6 days a week, Monday through Friday from 8 to 5, Saturday 9 to 4. Give us a call at 672-1935. And Andy, what else did I forget about that?
God, I think you covered everything.
Thanks, Andy.
Imagine that.
If you're ever over there, or if you happen to be here listening to this and you're from there, anything that we have in our store, we can give to the store in Coos Bay. So just because they don't have it over there doesn't mean they can't call us and we can put it on the next transfer for you.
So so ladies, what is your vision going forward? Retire.
Besides the elf on the shelf, because that's out there. That's got to happen.
I had a girl 6 months ago, and Danny has kids, but this is my first one. And I think it would be so cool for them to eventually take over and eventually hand off the reins to them, but that's not for a very long time.
Yeah.
My vision is just preserving my dad's legacy. I think, honestly, that's one of the scariest things about taking over is that I am somehow going to mess up his legacy. But I have so many people in this community telling me how great I'm doing and how great my sister is doing and that my dad should be so proud of us. And then we have my parents who are always telling us how proud of us they are. Mm-hmm. And so that helps a lot with knowing that I am preserving his legacy, that I can do this.
Yeah.
Well, you do have the most important part. Yes, it's a lot of work, and hard work is always part of business. But I can see it, you know, having dealt with you guys, you have the most important aspect, and that's a heart.
Yeah.
You have a heart of serving your community, and I see that coming through both of you. And Dad, I can tell you, darn good hands. So.
I'm very proud of him. That is awesome, because it seems that the world is going to the internet where you just click and play, and you think you're ordering what you want, and what you get is something totally different. And it can show up broken, it can show up lost, it can show up not at all. And you realize, I ordered this off the internet and nothing fits it. Well, if you get something from here, we can make sure it fits, we can make sure it's what you want, and we can listen to what your needs are, and that's what you can do locally. And hopefully, it doesn't go the way of the internet for everybody. At Oregon Tool and Supply, we want to remain live and local as long as possible to let these girls keep on doing what they're doing.
And honestly, that again, that's what this show's about. It's buying local, supporting local, staying local, supporting the businesses that support us. And when you buy local, we've said it on the show multiple times, 81% or 81 cents to the dollar stays local when you spend at a local shop. And that when you spend your money at a local shop and shop local, it says every owner does a happy dance when you buy something, because that's how now you guys are putting food on the table for the next generation of Oregon Tool owners. And so, you know, really, this is what the show's about. I love it when it's second generation and third generations and people starting something from nothing and just being blessed. And you guys pay that forward in the community tenfold, that I just feel that the community wants to also continue your guys' success as well.
Well, absolutely. It just goes to show you that even though Oregon Tool is soon to be 40 years old, the American dream is still alive. Mm-hmm. We still live in a country where if you have a good heart, you work hard, you can be successful. And you look at the businesses as they're lasting long, who are they? Those are the ones that are serving the community. And for that, it's been a big hats off, and we appreciate everything you got done.
No, it's crazy. This show went by way too fast. Way too fast. Not fun. Not fun.
Are you trying to give me a hint, Shannon?
No, I have to give Alan one because he tells me I have to.
Okay, I see.
But one of the things that we do on the segment, Umpqua Survival sponsors this segment, and so that businesses can come in at no cost to them and get the word out about their business. And they also are so generous to donate a $25 gift certificate each week. So we
Which
get to,
Alan can't win.
And I can't win either, and my husband can't win either, and I hear about it every week. But the winner of the gift certificate this week is Tracy Counts. So Tracy Counts, congratulations. Oh,
Tracy,
we'll call you
job.
Later. Good job, Tracy. Good for you. You filled out your paper right and your name was drawn. Good Woo-hoo! For you. So we'll get you that information and get that gift card to you. So congratulations. And then again, thank you. And we'll see everybody out at the Sportsman Show this weekend, hopefully.
Absolutely.
Except for the busy people at Oregon Tool. You can stop by and see them.
But there's one more thing. When you're needing tools, there's only one place to go. Oregon Tool and Supply. Hurry, don't go slow. For almost any kind of person that uses tools a lot, always shops here at Oregon Tool because they know what we've got.
Oh, my gosh. You just made my day. I'm almost in tears.
I'm surprised I didn't go a third verse.
The girls are like, that
made... more verses.
I know you do.
We just need time for somebody else.
I'm well aware that you can keep going.
Thank you. Thank you to the three of you for
Thank
coming.
You so much.
And this was Annie's only second time on the radio. She did a great
She's
job.
She's amazing.
Stop by, encourage the girls, Douglas County, encourage them to keep that legacy going. And because you are your father's daughters, I have not one doubt in my mind you guys are going to kill it. So,
I agree. I think it's awesome. Well, thank you, everybody. Yes. Thanks for listening. And we'll see you on the radio. We'll see you at Oregon Tool and Supply.
See you next week for Alan Painter and Premier Insurance. We're out.
See ya.
Until next week, have a great day.
Bye.